morning today stopped at Zayin, and we got up to the fourth line. So Omar Rabba, what we've been discussing until now are the three different situations which have certain dinim in similar, certain dinim that are not similar, and that was the din of the Avel, the din of the Menudah, and the din of the Mitzorah. We went through various situations that would apply to them similarly or dissimilarly, as the case may be. And this basically serves now as an introduction to the concept of Nidui, which we really haven't defined anywhere very well. We assume that it's a thing, and now the Gemara wants to find the basis in the psukim for concepts that are related to Nidui. Now, when it comes to Nidui, the truth is that we have really four different issues that we need to discuss, because there are four different states, possibly, according to the Rambam, according to the Raya, three different states. But according to the Rambam, the states are these. We have a concept of Nizifa, spoke about briefly before. Nizifa is where somebody has been shown by something that was said, or by an indication, some other indication, that he did something to insult or to make a Talmud Chacham upset with him, a Nasi upset with him, or someone who was supposed to be cared for properly and wasn't. He has to be knowing Nizifa Ba'atzmo. That's not a formal state that's put on him in a Beit Din. It's something that he arrives at his own recognition that he's done something wrong. And it doesn't require a formal also dispensation. Once it runs out without any more to do. Then, yeah, it's either a direct reprimand or an indication that I don't want to talk to you or I don't want to look at you, either verbally or through some gesture. So that's a nazif. Then we have a concept of nidui. According to the Rambam, there are two levels of nidui. One is called nidui and one is called shamta. According to the Rambam, every nidui is a shamta. By definition, we use the word hatsili, says about the Gemara, to mean the same thing. But a nidui is actually a formal state that the Beit Din pronounces upon a person or an individual who is a roi lekach, pronounced upon a person for doing something which is against the Torah or for acting in a way which is afkiruta, with afkiruta neged either the nasir or talmud chacham or habeit din and so on, or against the beit din itself, and that has its dinim. The shamta adds a klola to put on him a curse, basically not only the nidui itself, but that's something that people are really pretty nervous about, and that's more powerful. And then the highest stage of this is the cherem, somebody who doesn't respond for two periods of 30 days to a nidui, can be put into cherem, and then it becomes an iser to be nene from him, to have anything to do with him. He can't make any money except the tefanasato, not allowed to give him hana, and so on, which is a horrific situation to be in, and that's it. That would be the maximum we can do. Included in cherem could be literal cherem, which Beis Din is mafkir his money and his property and allows him basically to be stripped clean, which is what cherem means in other circumstances. Without any value. So those states are now what we speak about and try to be masbir, first of all, what the source is in the psukim, that such things exist and that we have a right to do it, and what also the situation is, how long do they extend, who is able to put someone into such a matzav, who is able to take them out, and later, what is the din of the matzav as while it's chalam. Nazifa nidui shamta cherem. Omar Rav, minolan de mishadrin an shlichet veidina. How do we know that we can send a messenger of the court, and that such a messenger is to be responded to as if the court itself is God? Some don't have this girsa umizamdina leiladina, because later on we ask that question separately. It makes sense to either to leave it out here or to view it, as some of the Mefarshim do, as two questions which we answer in two stages, and then strangely re-ask the second question because we haven't addressed it completely the first time. But it's not clear that we should learn mizamdina leiladina. So that means that Moshe himself did not have to go out to call him, and in appointing a shliach of Beit Din, that shliach of Beit Din is empowered by the court to force a person to respond. And we'll see that this has, he's given very specific powers, including a ne'emanut, to the Beit Din in his report as if what was said in front of him was said in front of the court. It's a very unusual thing. You need to report on something with two Edim. So we see that Moshe called Datan v'Aviram. This was the beginning of the Korach revolution and the Tainas against Aaron and the desire to usurp the Kahuna and so on. So basically, he called them into court as a case between Aaron and themselves. You can see now how strange it was to read Mizamnina Ladina before. How do we know that we invite you to come to court? Dechtiv Vayomer Moshe El Korach, and this was clearly part of the Shlichut. Atav Echaladatcha, you and all of your group is to appear in court. And how do we know that that appearance, we also don't simply say the court, but that if the court has in it someone who is of a higher status, that we mention that name particularly, Lekami Gabra Rabba, and we say, in front of the court in which so-and-so is the Beit Din, because we see that when Moshe invited them to court, he said, Lifnei Hashem. You have to come to appear before Hashem. And he was obviously a Gabra Rabba, so to speak, of the Beit Din. And so you have to mention it. You can't simply say that we're subpoenaing you here and without mentioning that there is a very particular individual involved. How do we know that the subpoena has to include At Viplanya? You, and you have to mention the name of the individual who is calling you to court. And who exactly is the Tovea? You can't simply send a subpoena. You're to appear in court without explaining it. Diftiv ata vehem the Aharon. Because he speaks out in the invitation to Korach, you're to show up together with mentioning here the Bnei Eliyav and Aharon and all those that are involved in this din. And how do we know the Kadina Zimna? How do we know that a particular hour is given for appearing in court? Diftiv machar. Because it says over here, Beferish. We expect to see you in court tomorrow.
It's Kafka,
I guess not. Zimna Bata Zimna, and how do we know that if a person does not show up with a first subpoena, he is not immediately put into Cherem or to Nidui, but that he's given a second subpoena because of we have no right to jump to conclusions. It's very possible. The first time, maybe the guy, something happened, he couldn't come, and you can't jump to conclusions. You have to give him another chance. Diftiv, because we find a similar situation in which Yirmiyahu is mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's disappointment in how it is that Paro was supposed to war now against Nebuchadnezzar and basically chickened out. And so Yirmiyahu tells him that God is very upset with him. Kol'u sham Paro melech Mitzrayim sha'on evir hamo'ed. That there's big things in store for this Paro melech Mitzrayim because of the fact that he skipped now the time. And that time is the second time, because immediately before we already see that he had the whole army ready, and he was simply too nervous when he saw Nebuchadnezzar's forces to start up with it. So okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu encouraged him once more. But not to do it a second time, when that's what was his job, that already is a big trouble. So the Sha'on ultimately is a reference to a coming Nidui or a Cherem that will be placed upon him. And Minolan, how do we know that if a person was invited by the Shlichut of Edina, if he responds with contempt, that he can be cited for contempt by the Shlichut of Edina in front of the Beit Din, and it's not viewed as Lashon Hara? If the guy's coming back, normally we consider that to be Rechilut or Lashon Hara, depending on how it's done. And he'll tell the Beit Din, well, you know, you sent me to call this guy and he said this and this about you. Normally such a thing is direct Rechilut. So he's telling me what he said about me. And that's certainly not going to help matters. Where do we see that indeed that is part of the job of the Shlichut of Edina, and that such contempt of court has to be responded to by the court? He's indeed can bring it to the attention of the court without it being considered that he's, so to speak, doing an isser and telling them. Because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu got very angry about the way that the people that he had sent shliach to be mazmin responded to him. So Datan, Vaviran, they all make fun of the shliach, and they say, you know, you could tear out their eyes, but they ain't showing up in front of this guy. After all, that he spoke about, he didn't bring us to this Eretz Zavat Chalav with Vash, we're sort of dry out here, mosey boy. What are we doing here? Well, that's basically their attitude. So you went and told Moshe. It says, Vayichal Moshe, he was very angry. So apparently, he was told, but he's very angry. It means that it was a response that was brought immediately to his attention. Uminolan de Mishantina. Where do we see that someone who does not respond to an invitation is put into Shamta? Dechtiv Oru Meroz. Since they didn't show Barak afterwards, when he invited everybody to, insisted everybody come to fight, Meroz didn't show up. So it says, Oru Meroz, that they were now in a matzev of Shamta. And how do we know that in that Shamta, one says the name of the individual who's in charge of the Beit Din that agreed to put the person into Shamta, namely the Hachi Savra Gavar Rava, the language of the star of the Shamta, who sometimes will actually print up documents and notify the public of the person in Shamta. So this is the Loshet. The Hachi Savra, and there's a blank, and you put in the name of the Gavar Rava, Dichtiv, because we find that Barak, when he writes to Moroz, he says, Amar Malach Hashem. And the Malach Hashem, in this case again, is sort of a Gavar Rava, so he said Malach Hashem. So whoever is the equivalent of the Malach Hashem, after all, Tamid HaKachomi, are called Malachim. Here we find that Pinchas is called the Malach. We'll see. Tomorrow we'll discuss. Uminolan the Machrabina. How do we know that we can then take it further and even put somebody into Chayrim, which includes an Orur? Dichtiv Oru, Orur Yoshvea. So Orur is a Lashon literally of Klala. Orur, even though it says Lashon of being in a Matzav of Klala, it doesn't announce that Klala. So that was the first step. The first step was that someone who is in a Matzav of Nidui is pretty bad off, as if he was Mikulal. But the second word says Arur. They actually use the word Arur, which is the Lashon of Cherem. And so that's the Arur, the Ochav Shati Badei, the Koi Ba'arba Amos, the day. And where do we see that we also include in this that you're not allowed to come near him and you can't eat together with him? And so, because it says Yoshvama, anybody that will be found together with him is also included in this Arur. Uminola de Partinon Chatae Bitzibura. How do we know that we publicly announce what it is that he's done to deserve this? Dichtiv, because Barak continues to say, Kilo Ba'ulez Rat Hashem, when it was time for the war against Sisra, they didn't show the Omar Ula, the Arbam Mea Shipure Shamte Barak Lamaroz, that Barak used 400 trumpets to announce the Cherem on Maroz. So this is pretty much before Hesia to let people know what was going on. Now, who exactly is this Maroz character? See, Igri Amigamri Rabahave. There are those who learned that he was a great leader that should have showed up. The Igri Amikochabahave, and others say that it was Mars, actually, the way that Aaron was referring to it, was that it's a reference to now Kochav, which was involved in this war. We know that Kochavim were involved in the war because it says Min Shamayim Nilchamua Kochavim. So it says that the Kochavim fought in this war, in which case Rashi learns that the Kochav Ahave means that he was the Mazal that stood for Sisra. And so he should have bent to the will of the court. There were guys on the Kochavim to come, and he wanted to stand up still for Sisra. Is that an interesting question that doesn't say that's where Bechlal, I mean, how, back in the Sugim Psochim, how could the Kochavim have been Lochem in the Chomoteim if, the Tosfos says, if even a single Kochav is many times, could be many times larger than our own sun? Very interesting. That's a, well, a Kochav. That's all we need is a Kochav to get near the. Tosfos says this is Psochim. This is what means the light, the concentrated light of that Kochav would burn them. It doesn't mean the literally the Kochav. It's very interesting. That's the Star Wars, the Reagan approach.
And Albert.
The new laser warfare. How do we know that we have a right to take the person's property and be mafker it? Of course, from here we also learn out the halacha that hefker is an hefker. Dichtivu chol asher lo yavo l'shloshet hayamim ba'atzat asarim v'sakinim yochoram kol rechusho v'hu yibadel mikahal hagola. So we see that the Beit Din has a right to to, this was at the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, where they were getting everybody together to deal with the very serious issues about the marriage of all of the non-Jewish women, and rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash and so on. And so they called a meeting. They said, whoever doesn't show up within 3 days, we are hereby mafkir everything that he owns, and we're putting him at the chayrim. And so you see that Beis Din has a right to be mafkir. Uminolon, denatzinan, velaitinan, umachinan, etlishin, seyar, umashbiinan. How do you know that you can really go to town on these guys? You can fight them, you can curse them, you can be mocking them, you can tear out their hair, you can make them swear that they're not going to do it anymore. Dichtiv, because we find, indeed, Nehemiah is saying, V'arivimam, v'kalaleim, v'kamehem anashim, v'emorteim, is to pull out the hair of the pashtas, right? V'emorteim, v'ashbiyim b'Elohim. And all of this was, they have to swear never to allow their children to marry these non-Jewish girls. So you see, all of these lashonas are included in the power of the Beit Din. Uminolan de kaftinan. How do you know that you're allowed to put people into sacks? The asrinan. You can tie a guy up to a pole or put him into jail. The avdinan hardafa. We'll see what that hardafa is later. Or chase after him. Dichtiv, because it continues on to say in the next passage. It says, whoever didn't do the prescribed aloha of God and of the king. So some of them in lamot and lesharosh and laanash nitzin v'lesurim. So you see that you can even tie them up. What does lesharoshi mean exactly? Omer Adamori, Omer Nechemi, interesting. Barborach, Omer Rebichia Barovin, Omer Rebiuda. This sharashin is hardafa, which we referred to earlier, avdinan hardafa. Now we haven't explain what that is. Chasing after somebody. What exactly is chasing after a guy? Getting on his tail. It means minadim le'alter. We could put him into instant nidui. Vishonim le'afer shloshim. After 30 days, if he hasn't responded, we put him into another nidui. And then, which again, according to Rambam, this is now the higher state, the state of Shamta. Umacharim im lachashishim. We put him then into cherem if he still doesn't respond. After 30 days. The Tosis learns, brings riots from Baba Kama, that this is actually cholik, and that the idea of here is we give him first hatra'a, and then not, Rashi learns that it means sheni v'chamishi, sheni are the hasra'a, sheni, and then nidui, and then chamishi sheni again is cherim. But Tosis learns it means before putting him into nidui at all, he gets our sheni v'chamishi sheni warning. Then we put him into nidui, and then this next shloshim shishim goes into effect. So matin b'sheni v'chamishi b'sheni. But by the way, that's only lamamona. Of course, what we're talking about over here is somebody who owes money is not responding to a court order to pay up that money. But if we're talking about afkiruta, we're talking about misbehavior and speaking with chutzpah, and then, so that's contempt of court. Contempt of court is responded to instantly. That's and that's today as well. There's no hatra'a for contempt of court. I hold you in contempt. That's it. So, and that's right. And then you get your shamta or your fine, whatever it is. At that moment. So that's two completely different dinim, not to be confused. Like Ahu Tafka, Ditpakib Reb Tuvi Bar Matna. So there was a tabach, was a butcher who had chutzpah against Reb Tuvi Bar Matna. So Abaye Verova were in Nualea, they appointed themselves together with a Rabbonan as a Beit Din, Vishamtu, and they put him into Nidul, or higher class Nidul. The Sof Azul Paisil Beit Din. So the guy came and he was Mephias now, Reb Tuvi Bar Matna. So Abaye said, what should we do? Should we be matir him because of the fact that he now did what he needed to do? I mean, we still haven't had lo chal shamte aleit latin yuma. We'll see later on, there's supposed to be a minimum of 30 days. We spoke about this earlier when it came to the question of why, I mentioned to Yerushalmi about why is it that if the guy was in nidui, that we allow him to take a haircut during the moed, he should have been mafias before the moed. Well, we consider that to be an onus. It was in his hands to be mafias. We answered over there that there's a minimum of shloshim yayin. The shloshim urchal only during in the moed was the way the Rishonim learned. So if that's the case, so Abaye is worried over here since there's no 30 days yet. So how can we be matir the guy? Loli shrele. But on the other hand, if we're not matir the nidui now, kabor rabbanu lameya. Now some have the gears of lamezel as the Gro brings. Some have the gears of lameya. So it works out much better with the Gro's gears. person is, because later on we're going to use this as a raya, as we'll see, that the people that put the person into cherem are the ones that have to be there to be matar. You can't make another bezin to be matar. So therefore, what Abaye was saying over here was, according to this girsa, which works out much better, the rabbanon that we had brought into the bezin with us are leaving. It's time for them to go home, and we won't be able to be matar if we're going to wait any longer. So what do we do, even though they're shloshim yom?
Is this procedure that we're telling you, is this the procedure historically that they followed with the nozer? Is this the procedure that they followed?
No, they went further.
They went
further? Well, in a way further, in a way lesser. I mean, it was more of an Indian of saving people from his ashra. So it was, to aser, basically having anything to do with his teachings. Not quite the same thing. Omele le Ravidi Bar Avin. So he asked Ravidi Bar Avin, have you heard what to do with such a case? Is there a precedent for this kind of situation? Can we in fact be matir nidui before shloshim yom when necessary? Omar lei, so Ravidi Bar Avin said, Hoch yom Rav Taklifa, the way Rav Taklifa Bar Avimi puts it, quoting Shmuel, is that asers and matirs, and so, it's just a toot. You toot your way into a nidui, and you toot your way out of a nidui. Some learn that this is just a figure of speech, that we talk about the shofarot, you use the shofar to put the guy to nidui. So it's a formal state, and you can create a formal dispensation by using the same shofar, toot toot. But others learn that this is a special halacha of toot, meaning that if, in fact, there was a normal nidui, and you needed to be mad to the guy, and it didn't have another tutor, so what you would do is then lead people to believe that the person is being mezazel in the nidui, because they don't know. How's everybody supposed to know without a tutor that there was a heter of the nidui? So the only thing that really makes it mufursan is the tutor, and that's therefore it's a stafka tut matir, not regular. But I'll just learn that what it means is that Bezdin decides that they want to need to over here be mad. Matter mitzvah. Omar lei, so he said to him, wait a second. But that was lemamona. I mean, over here the issue wasn't lemamona. Over here was the way that he was treating him. Treating him was afkiruta. So aval afkiruta, adachayale, shamta tlatin yuma. And you can't use this etter over there. You need to assert the response of the contempt that was involved in the afkiruta. And there you can't rely on the tut matir. Amaka sovra abaye. But it appears from this, since Abaye said, again, this works out very well with the girsa of the lemamona, instead of Lameyal. Lameyal means that since he's now in Cherem, so people are not going to be buying meat in his butcher shop, but they need to buy meat. And that has nothing to do then with the following Raya. We were learning it before. The Raya is perfect. Since Abaye was worried about the fact that the people who had been involved in the Bezdin L'chatchila were going to be leaving, and then later on you would never be able to be matir this Nidui, so from there we see, that if you have a bezdin of three that puts somebody into a state of nidui, you can't call any other beit din to take him out of the nidui. It has to be the same people, because it's all part of the concept of derech eretz and the power of the court, as opposed to the general sense of the law. It's more than the law. It's contempt of the court. And therefore, it's the specific dayanim that are involved, and they're the ones who have to feel that it's suitable for you to be taken out of nidui. And indeed, we had raised this issue. What would be the din of a bezin of three put someone to shamta? Can another one, now another beitin, come along and take off the shamta? Does it have to be necessarily the original people? Tashma, bring a rav in this right. So if the rav of the yeshiva has now put someone into nidui, every talmud has to accept that. But menudela talmid, and we'll see from here later that this means that a talmud can be menad someone for his own personal covet. The rav does not have to be makabel that level of covet for the Talmud. Minudela iro, minudela irachera. A person's own city puts someone into nidui, and all cities need respect. Minudela irachera, hina minudela iro. Because he's in nidui in another year, it doesn't mean in his own place. You can be menada, you can't be menada for the place in which person is a central figure. Minudela nasi, minudela chol Yisrael. Unless if someone has been put someone into nidui, then the entire Yisrael's view is in nidui. But minudela chol Yisrael does not necessarily mean that he's minudela nasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, here's a crucial point for us. Echad min haTalmidim shenidah b'meit. One of the Talmidim who had been present, one of the Talmidei Chachamim who had been present at the time that they put him at the Nidui and signed on that Nidui, died. Chal kohen no mufar. His chelek. Let's say the other two will go now and be meivrim. His chelek remains Nidui. So we see from here three things. Shema min haTalmid shenidah lechvado Niduyo Nidui. We see first of all that it is a Nidui when the Talmud does something for his own. It's just the question is that the Rav does not have to be mekabel the Nidui, but because certainly if it was talking, we'll see later on, if we're talking about something that was called Shemayim, it would be irrelevant who was the one that put him at the needle, and the Rav would also have to respect that. Furthermore, we see, we also see that it says, which means that this is not something that all three share in creating the needle, but all three, each one of the three creates one third of the existing needle. And furthermore, from here we also see that if three people put into Cherem, you cannot have another group of three to take his place. He says that person, chelk of that person, cannot be covered. We're going to talk about that. It's a big problem. Omer HaMeimar, Hilchot HaHani Beit Lata D'Shamita. The halacha is that if three people put somebody in the Shamta, Oto Beit Lata Achrinu V'Sharela, you can have another Beit Din of three to be Matir. Omer Rav Ashma HaMeimar, does it not say in a Braita, V'Atayin V'Shimei Gamliel Omer, Echad Min HaTalmidim Shenidah, if you have one of the Talmidim, Talmud Tochum, who was Menada, and he died, so Chalkoi no Mufar. So his part in the Nidui cannot be Mufar. Doesn't that mean my love? In a Mufar cloud, there's no way for this guy to get out of that Nidui. Because since the person who put him into Nidui died, and you need that same individual, what are you going to do now? So how could you say that another Beit Din could come along and be Matir him if here it says Beferush in the Braita, there's nothing to do? It's not Mufar. So he said, that's not what it means. You jumped to the conclusion. In a Mufar means forever. It doesn't mean forever. It means it's not Mufar. That you need to have a Beit Din of equivalent Hashivut to come and to be Matir that piece. Tan Rabbanu. Ein Nidui pachot mishloshim yom. A Nidui is a minimum, as we saw before, of 30 days. The Ein Zifa pachot mishiva yami. And a rebuke causes a response of at least 7 days. The Alpha Pisha Ein Raya Ledavar, even though we can't really prove it. But Zecher Ledavar. Shenema v'avia yarok yarak b'faneha aloti chalem shivat yamim. So when Miriam, when Kadosh Baruch was responding to Moshe's pleas to help Miriam, so he said, look, even if her biological father had spit in her face, I mean, wouldn't she at least 7 days? She would feel embarrassed. Because you see from there that 7 days is the response to the Zifa. Omer Chista, Nidui shelanu k'nizifa shelam. Here in Bavel, our Nidui is much weaker than the Nidui of Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael was the place of Smicha and the continued presence of the Nisiyim and so on. They still have that power of the Nisiyut to put somebody into a state of Nidui for 30 days. But when we here in Bavel put someone into Nidui, it's basically the equivalent of a rebuke that would be given by somebody in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's the same as their Nazifa. And the Nazifa, so what does that mean? Nazifa did who is what? You said is only 7 days. Shiva. Too low. That's all it is. How about the case of Reb Shimon bar Regi bar Kapora? Rebbe's son, Rebbe Shimon, and bar Kapora was sitting around learning a sugya and having atrophic agarsa. So they had a good kasha. Couldn't come up with a tariff. So Reb Shimon, who was Rebbe's son, said to bar Kapora, you know, Tover Zet Zorach Rebbe. We really ought to go and ask Rebbe. So bar Kapora says, Reb Shimon, what's Rebbe going to know about it? This is way beyond his ability. Man, Rebbe on Rebbe da bar Zerman. You know, he may know a lot of stuff, but he's not all that smart. I mean, right? So there ain't no Rebbe going to know what to say about this. Either we're going to figure it out or we should just give up. So he goes and squeals. So he tells his father what it is that Bar Kapora said. Ikpit. So Rebbe wasn't too happy about that. Ata Bar Kapora lit chaziyele. So Bar Kapora went in to see Rebbe. Rebbe was ill and that was part of the whole Bar Kapora was upset about Rebbe taking himself so seriously and always being sick and having the world's troubles on his shoulders. You know, he used to make these jokes, which used to drive Rebbe crazy. So Bar Kapora comes in to visit him. So Omar Lay, so Rebbe says to him, Bar Kapora, eni makircha. Who are you? Bar Kapora, never heard of him. I don't know, who are you? So Yadav and Akad Milta Bedai. He realized that Rebbe was not too interested in seeing him. He was upset with him and what he had heard from his son. Nags nizifut of an achit slatin yumin. So for 30 days he was knowing nizifa. Not for 7 days. Apparently there's a din of nizifa that is not 7. And another time, shufam achad gazar Rebbe, shalo yishanu l'tabidim b'shuk. Rebbe made a gezerah that he does not want shiurim to be taking place outdoors. You know how they do it, Yeshivat HaKotel, everybody sits around, or did it anyway. They've given up. It does not bring the good result. So in exposure of that sort, that different are not supposed to be exposed in the marketplace for everybody. This is a, as we spoke about on Shabbos, Divrei Torah are intimate. Intimacy is not to be exposed to the world. My Dorash, what pasuk did he say when he said, this is the meaning. So the valuable jewels, the Torah, is like a yerech. So the, my yerech, they're just like a thigh is kept covered, a woman's thigh is covered. So after Divrei Torah and Beseder, so it's referring now the Maaseh Yedeoman, this is the Torah, Maaseh Umbonatosha, this is the great craftsman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Chalayim is the valuable jewels, the Luchos, the Torah itself, it's not meant to be exposed. The Imeit Takana goes along Rabbi Chia, and he, Bedafka, teaches his two nephews in the market. So Vashana Vashnevinechav Bashuk. That was referring to Rav and Rabba Barbarchan. Anyway, Rebbe hears about this. It's a slap in the face. He makes Xera, comes along, Rebbe Chia, and Bedavka does the opposite. So, and he was very upset. Rebbe Chia came to visit Rebbe. So Rebbe says to Rebbe Chia as he comes in, hey, Mr. Ia, you know what they call you? Ia, man. Somebody's calling you outside. So he says, I don't want to see you. You ordered a knock at Milta Bedaita. So he realized Rebbe was pretty bad at it. So he then for 30 days was knowing Nazifa. On the 30th day, Rebbe sent to him a message, Tahadar, come back. And then, first that's what he said. And then Shalach, he sends another message. No, sorry, don't come. A little late. What was going on? Why did Rebbe first tell him to come and then tell him not to come? Because first he held, Rebbe held that the 30th day was the morning already. It's like Avelut. So in the morning of the 7th, it's already the end of the 7 days. So he held over here. Okay, it's the 30th day. I don't want him to be knowing as he fools the whole day. So I send him a message. It's over. So you should come. But then he realized that Mikdash Yom Kippur doesn't apply in cases of Nidui. So when he said, Sof Alarm in the Mikdash Yom Kippur. But Lamaisa, Reb Chia showed up. So Rebbe says, well, why did you come? What do you mean, why did I come? The Shalach Limanat, Elisa, I get a message from you to come. But wait a minute, I sent you a message not to come. Oh, he said, well, I only got the first message. I didn't see the second message. So Zeraiti, Vizeloraiti. I mean, I don't check my email every 5 minutes. You know. So Kori Aleis, the Rebbe said, oh, that's what the Pasuk means. Birtzot Hashem Darkei Yish. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes a guy, Gam Oivav Yashlimito. His enemies make peace with him too. So, okay. Apparently, my original mistake that I sent it to come, and that's all that he heard, is that Kaddish Baruch was happy with Rebbe Chia. So he only got that message. No. What do you do? Akobi de Shemai. So anyway, so he asked him, my time of at Marachi, you know that I sent around my Gzera that I feel it's wrong to teach Torah in public, and you go out and you bedafka teach Torah. Well, why did you do that? Omar Lay said, because I held it, you're being Mamayit and Kvet Shemayim, and you're Mamayit and Kvet Shemayim, you don't have a right, I don't have to be I'm not mechabi the rab. It says beferish in the pasuk chokhmot b'chutz tamuna. So that chokhma, which is Torah, should sing its song outdoors where everybody can see it. And you're saying no, keep it private. So what's I felt it was wrong what you're doing. Oh, my lord, so Rebbe said to him, well, in Karita, maybe you read a pasuk once in your life. I don't know. But certainly no Shlosh Anita. Apparently you never reviewed your psukim. And in Shanita lo shilasht, maybe you did review it, but you didn't go over it another time. Or if you did, you weren't using many brains, and nobody explained what a pasuk means to you, because you sure don't know how to understand a pasuk. So im shilasht lo pishulacha. Do you know what chokhmot b'chutz tarona mean? And maybe I should explain it to you. Like Rava explains it. Get a Rava. Yama Rava. Of course, he didn't say it then. He knew it. Yeah, it's later. Kol ha'osek b'Torah mibifnim Torah Tomach Rezet Alav Mi Bachutz. Point over there is not that Chochmot Bachutz Torona, it's your business to go ahead and sing about your Chochmah outside like some kind of wild breast lover who's dancing around. You're supposed to be inside. It's the Chochmah that announces itself on the outside, not you announce it on the outside. So you do what you got to do on your insides, and it becomes obvious and known that that Chochmah has affected you. Mibachutz. Right? No, but what is that? You make a show, not the people I cannot answer. But wait, I mean, doesn't it say that I did not speak in private? This is a reference to the giving of the Torah. Was it in private? So it means that there's a reference over here that the Torah should, in general, not be kept private. I don't speak in private. So he answered him, Rabbi Ahubi Yumi de Kala. That's a reference to the drasha in the Kala. The drasha in the Kala is, by definition, meant for everybody to show up to. It's not an intimate drush. The Kala was the lima that they would have for special times in the year, which they brought, the Arche Kala, we still try to imitate that, brought everybody together, chose a Masech, an Indian to learn, something to do with the Yantar, the Zvanar. So there, obviously, it's not the same. What does Rabbi Chiya do with the Pasuk? Of Chamukei Rechayach Kamal Chalaim? I mean, obviously, there's something about keeping things as hidden as a woman's leg. So what is that? It's not Divrei Torah. What is these Mahasim that are so valuable? He holds, that's referring to Tzedakah, Gemilut Chasadim. So Tzedakah, Gemilut Chasadim, that you do, should not be publicized. That makes sense. So, I mean, you know, it should be kept always. That's Ne'al Lechet, with Ne'al Lechet.
Too much space is a storm. Must be a storm.
Yeah, but it's not Mokra of Tum, it's the Mokra of Seser, but it doesn't, that's not the coming of the Pasuk for that. But anyway, getting back to our sugya, so from both of these maisim, we see that the people who were shown in Azifa, that Nokat Bedante, kept the Hanhoga for 30 days. And you said that our Nidu is like their Nazifa 7 days, but their Nazifa is 30 days. No, it's different. This was a Nazifa of a Nasi. A Nasi is, of course, more Choshev than a normal Talmud Chacham. The Nasi was Nasi for you. Both of these cases had to do with Rebbe. Rebbe Yiran Nasi. So therefore, you had to be Naig and Nazifa Shloshim Yom. But a normal Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael would only be 7 days. In Chutz Laaretz, the Nidu would be like that Nazifa and would be for 7 days. So, okay, so you said that's our nidui. So how long would our nazifa be? If that's our nidui, nazifa didan kamahave, chad yuma. It's 1 day. And I show you maisim like Shmuel and Marukva. So when they were sitting and learning together, so Marukva treated Shmuel with extreme deference, and he would only stand Bericha Karba Amais because Shmuel was the Gadol Ador. But on the other hand, the Kiyasvina Bedina, since Marukva was the Nasi, so over there Shmuel treated him with deference to show that he's the head of the Beit Din. And he stood Bericha Karba Amos. So now the Havichaikele Dukta Zemachlok is what this means exactly. Havichaikele Dukta Varuka Betzifta. Yosef Alayo Kehechad Lishtamun Mile. So some learn this means Chayke is that they were Chokek. They hollowed out the chair of Marukva. Normally the Nasi's chair was elevated, but Marukva felt it was wrong to sit at an elevated position if Shmuel is in the audience. So even though he was sitting in the chair of the Nasi, he had it lowered so that when he was sitting, he wasn't sitting higher than Shmuel, because he wanted people to pay attention to what Shmuel was saying, not to what he was saying, because Shmuel was much greater than he was. But others learn that it means the opposite, that they lifted up the area that he was sitting on above the rest of the chair, because otherwise nobody would have paid any attention to him in the presence of Shmuel. So Kehekel Shtamun Mili of the Nasi, they made his area of the chair higher, so that they hollowed it out to put a cushion in it that would lift him up. No, this is a Nasi. We're talking about the Zalz Bezda. This is not the Lima. So, in any event, normally, after the learning of the din, Marukva would walk Shmuel all the way to Shmuel's house as a sign of his covenant. So one day, Marukva was thinking, and he was involved in this very complex din that had come before him, and he didn't notice that Shmuel was following him home. So, Havi Azar Shmuel Batrei, because was Shmuel felt until he's told. I mean, he forgot to be Malava Shmuel, for Shmuel, so I have to be Malava the Nasi. So he was walking behind him, and he didn't even notice. So he finally gets home. So Kimot Elovese, Omar Lei, so Shmuel says to him, Lo Nogaloch, this is not enough, that I've walked you all the way 3 miles to your house. I mean, would you allow me perhaps to go back home? Maybe Lisha Limar Petigre, could sir please allow me to do my work? And he didn't sound too happy. So Maruk for realized, oh my gosh. So Yoda the Nakat Mute Bendite, Nor Gizifuta Banavshe Chad Yuma. So since this was in Bavel, so you see that the minig in Bavel is that a Nazifa, I will let him go, it is a Nazifa for one day. There was another mice with Ayit, said Aviyata Yatva Bishvila, Avi Poshtakara because of Nafya Khushla. There was this woman who no way. So she had her legs stretched out across the path where everybody walked, and she's sitting there doing a hand winnowing of these seeds that she should be able to eat them. And they call it Vazot Zubimirabon, and there was a Tamachachim passing by, and she sits there like that without moving out of the way, let him crawl over her leg. And so he mentions, as he walks by, he says, that is the way she sits in public like that, and that pays no attention to the people that are walking by. So she came to Reb Nachman to ask him what it is that means in terms of practical halacha. If she said something like that, was that a nidui, or was that only a nazifa? So Amarla, so he asked her, let me ask you something. Did you hear the word from him of nidui or shamta? Did you hear those words at all? So Mishamat shamta mipur me'amre lo. All I heard was, what a chutzpanyak. So he said to her, if that's the case, zilin hogin nazifut echad yom ebenavshe. Treat yourself as Nizufa for 24 hours, and that's sufficient. You don't have to do more than that. It's actually Machlokas in what exactly is the din of being Noe Nizifuta about. Some learn that Nizifuta has the same dinim of Nidui itself, just in a shorter time, and it doesn't require a heter. But others learn that it's just acting with greater COVID rosh, and then not feeling free to just run around and go out of your house and so on, as if you're very embarrassed and don't want to show your face in public. What's that? She was a normal Jewess who took very seriously the words of a Talmud. So you see, once again, that it's Chad Yuma. Zutra Bar Tuvia, the Kaposik Sidra Kamedur of Yehuda, Kimotel Haipsuka. Zutra Bar Tuvia was going over the Parsha in front of Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't mean the Parsha is Hashavu, it means the Sidorim of Tanakh. And he would do like maybe a parak a day, so to speak. Not that they had program in those days, it's a Christian invention, but it would do one, either one Tehillah a day if they were doing Tehillah, or one actual parsha. Anyway, he comes to a posik that says, Ve'ela divreit avida acharonim. So he says, it's weird, because where were the Rishonim? Divrei David is a lashon of Nevi'ahs. These were things that David said by Nevi'ahs. They were like his last prophecies about the future. So he asks now, Rav Yehuda, Achronim, Mechlal Deika Rishonim. What were they? Rishonim, I have it. So he didn't answer. Shatik V'lo Amar Lech. He didn't respond at all. So he thought that Rav Yehuda hadn't paid attention, didn't hear him. Actually, Rav Yehuda didn't know the answer. So he was hoping he would just go on. So he repeated himself. Amar Lech. Achronim, Rishonim. What were the first ones? So Rav Yehuda said to him, so what do you think, kid? My daitcha, the loyada perush daikra lav gavarabba. Just because somebody doesn't know that answer, he's not a great man. This is like the story of Winston Churchill. He screamed at his servant, his manservant. The guy screams back at him. He says, how do you talk to me like that? He says, you just screamed at me. He says, I know, but I'm a great man. He says, what do you think? You're not a great man just because you don't know this pirish. So, because he thought that he was the dafka. He was showing him that he doesn't doesn't know how to answer his questions. So Yoda Nanakan Yota Banav, but he saw that Rav Yehuda was upset at him. Nozag Nazifuta Banav Shechad Yuma. So he kept himself in that state of Nazifa for the day. By the way, now that you mention it, what the heck does that pass mean? The Atan Alamiya, now that you've mentioned it, Achronim Bichlal Dik Rishonim, you know, that's true. Rishonim Mahi, it's great to see the Gemara. I can't resist. I know it's a little bit off the topic, but that's very tantalizing. What does that mean, right? The humanity of the conversation with the Gemara, you know. What does it mean? It means, note the Lashon, Divrei David, you find Divrei David earlier. Vayedaber David Lashem, Divrei Ashira Azot, Biyom Yitzil Hashem Ato Mikav Kaloivav, Umikav Shaul. So you see that there was an element of inspiration, prophetic inspiration, Divrei David. And those Divrei David were expressed in that Shira. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, once, of course, we're on the topic, we have to go further astray to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made of those Divrei David HaRishonim, which are certainly are not, we don't make much of them. It could be that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make much of them either, and that's why, what were the first words? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to David was, what a chutzpah! David Shira Ta'al Mera Matalato Shel Shaul. But you are saying singing about the destruction of Shaul. Let me tell you something. Imoli Ata Shaul V'hu David, Ibarti kama David mi panav. I'll tell you one thing. If you were Shaul and he was David, well then, boy oh boy, there would be an awful lot of David's that I would have wiped out. In other words, because he's certainly a much more worthwhile person than you. It's just that the type of things that he's involved in and his place in life was that he had to take that position. But boy, I'd prefer that type of guy to you. So how do you talk like that? Yeah, there'd be lots of Davids I would have wiped out first before getting rid of him. Therefore, David says, Shigayon le David asher la shar la Hashem adivrei Kush ben Yemini. Who could Kush ben Yemini mean? The only ben Yemini that he was so connected to must be Shaul. So here's a Shigayon. Shigayon is a lashon of having done something terribly wrong. I mean, Shoger. Nuttiness. How did I say such a thing? So you see that David had harata of the way he had spoken about Shaul and recognized that it was a mistake. Why is it called Kush? Kush? Kush wasn't his name. Thought Shaul was his name. Means, just like a Kushi is Mushuneba Orova. Kushi stands for something strange, something that strikes you as being different. Shaul strikes you immediately as being completely different. Mushuneba Maasat. We actually make a bracha, Mishaneh HaBriot. On a Kushi, in days when such thing was rare. So the uniqueness of Shaul and the way that he acted was something that was so striking that it was like completely off the chart, totally different. Same thing a Kushi. A Kushi is not simply somebody with a good suntan. It's somebody with a different color skin. It's completely off the chart. You're used to discussing levels of, so how tan is the guy? No, you understand, he's not tan. He's black. That's a completely different thing. Same thing you're saying, so what kind of tzaddik is Shaul? Nah, he's not a tzaddik the way you think about a tzaddik. It's off the charts. It's a completely different thing. So that's why he called him over here Kush. Kayotze Badavar HaTomer. Find another example. Alodot Aisha HaKushit Asher Lakach. I mean, Tzipora was no Kushit. Kushit Shema. I thought her name was Tzipora. I mean, she's got a name. Let's talk about her. But just like a Kushit is off the chart, and then Mishunah Be'oro, Av Tzipora Mishunah Be'maaseh. It's completely different. Kayotze Badavar. Find another thing. Vayishma Eved Melech HaKushi. What is that supposed to be? It's a reference to Tzidkio and his son. So, Kushi Shmo. Although Tzidkio Shmo. Same thing. Ma Kushi Mishuneh Be'oro. Av Tzidkio Mishuneh Be'maaseh. Kayotze Badavar HaTomer. Havlo Kivnei Kushiim Atem Libnei Yisrael. What do you mean, Kushi? Vafi Kushiim Shmo. They're not called Kushi. I thought they were called Yisrael. Yisrael Shmo. Ma Kushi Mishuneh Be'oro. Av Yisrael Mishuneh Be'maaseh Mikol HaUmot.
Black Hebrews. Yeah. It's once in the subway. Black Hebrews are in there. Big sign. Mm-hmm. According, Mamish, these
this Gemara.
These different sukkim. These different sukkim. All the sukkim in the Tanakh are more than proof that the original Jews were.
Oh, that's the sheet of that, you know. Everybody else is just from the Khazar. Omrib Shmuel Barak Beni, Omrib Yonatan. Once we're on the topic, my dechtiv nu'um David ben Ishai, the nu'um hagever who come up. What does that mean exactly? When it introduces now, we spoke about Elu, Divrei David ha'acharonim, and then it goes on to say, nu'um David ben Ishai, the nu'um hagever who come up, Mashiach Elohei Yaakov, Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael. I mean, this is like, this passage sort of incorporates all of the ma'alot of David, this way we know them, Ne'im Zmirot Yisrael. I mean, like, what exactly is the reference in the various parts of this prophetic description? So it means like this. The Ne'um, David ben Ishai, Hukam Al Minshu, Hukam Ula Shel Teshuvah. He was the one that extended the concept of Yehuda, which was to be Moden, and that's Ravidui, essentially, right? To admit that this is the reality, and was the one who built Teshuvah, because he spent his life doing Teshuvah on the Mice of Bathsheba. And we use him as the model. So if somebody was Chote, what are you looking weird for? David. So he extended the Vidui of Yehuda into something that was an actual change in his life. And that is either a Lashon of Ol, it's a burden to do Teshuvah. It's not something you do once and forget. You have your own made B'Shuvah, so it's a constant battle to do Teshuvah. So it could be a Lashon of Ola, or it could be a Lashon, very interesting. Some of the Farshim say, although they don't bring it in the Rambam, but we saw very often the Rambam uses the word mo'il for teshuvah, and learn that the olah shel teshuvah is brought out the efficacy, actually, that which it does to be mo'il, you know, that it works. That's the olah shel teshuvah. Omar Elohei Yisrael, li divler tzur Yisrael, Moshel ba'adam tzadik, Moshel yirat elokim. What the heck is all of this? Sounds like a bunch of words. It doesn't even add up. What is exactly is he saying over here? This is the continuation in that parsha of the Nu'um of David. My karma. What does it mean? It means like this. Omar Elohei Yisrael, Li. God spoke to me and he said to me that Diber Tzur Yisrael, his words are this, Ani Moshe Ba'adam. That's the Diber Tzur Yisrael Moshe Ba'adam. So God is Moshe Ba'adam. But Tzadik Moshe Yirat Elohim, meaning, Mi Moshe be, who rules over me, the tzaddik, meaning Ani Gozer, I often am Gozer a Gezerah, and comes along a tzaddik, and he's Mevatel the Gezerah. So that means that it's possible for a tzaddik to be Mashpia as if he's Moshel Kivayachol on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Shemota Giborim, another strange pasuk as part of the wrapping up, the summing up of David's life. So it continues on to say after this speech, so it talks about the Shemota Giborim, Ashele David, Yoshe B'Shevet Tachkamoni, Rosh HaShalishi, and then all referring to David. This is all still David before it even gets to the name. And then it calls him Adino Etzni, Al Shmona Meot Chalal BePamachat. It's like weird stuff. What exactly does that mean? So, Micah Omar, what is the pasuk saying? Omer Levavikol. Ela Shemot Givurot Dav Shel David. It's not names of people. It's names of David. It's expressing David's power. Yoshev B'Shevet, meaning B'Sha'ah Shehu Yoshev BaYeshiva. When he was sitting and learning his tachkamoni. So he was Yoshev B'Shevet. He was sitting on the ground. That's right, Yoshev B'Shevet. Complete yeshiva. He wouldn't sit on any type of cushion. This is a reference to what happened after his Rebbe died. So while his Rebbe was Ira Ya'iri, was alive, so he used to teach all of the Rabbanon sitting on a cushion. Kinoch nafshe. When he died, and David took over, Avi matne David l'rabbanan, v'aviyati v'agave karka. He would sit directly on the ground, and they offered him, Omrele, leite mara kavim uchtatot. I mean, I understand in front of your Rebbe you didn't want to do this, but I mean, now that Rebbe was nifter, why don't you sit? He refused. And lo kobeole, he didn't want to get into that a type of gaiva in which he would no longer be able to understand things properly. That's It depends if it was things that needed thinking. Maybe thinking they had to say, Tachkimoni, Omarav Amarlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it called Tachkimoni? Oil Vishpalta Atzmacha Tehekamoni. This is a continuation of the same idea, Shani Gozer Gzera, Vatamevatla, so that you should be Kevayachol like me. Rosh HaShalishi is really what it says, doesn't say Rosh HaShalishi, but Rosh HaShalishi, Teherosh L'Shloshet Avot, you should be before the three Avot. This may be a reference, as the Marshal to the Gemara that we had, about who says Birkat HaMazon on the Kosher Bracha, Latid Lavo. So Avram says, I can't say it, Yitzchak says, I can't say it, Yaakov says, I can't say it. Finally, David comes along and says, Ani Avarech, Velina El Avarech, and he takes, because he's Avarech, so he goes before the Shalosh, he connects this also to the story of Yerubim Ben Avot. Yerubim Ben Avot says, Mi Barosh, says David Barosh, this is Barosh HaShemishi. So that means he's the one that gets to do the Birkat HaMazon. Okay, that I don't know about, but it's interesting. First is Magen Avram, then comes Magen Avram.
Fitting question
for the So, yes. Yeah, that's an interesting idea. So, what is he called? Adino Etzani. What weird name is that? It means Kishuhu Yoshev Oseik B'Torah. So, when he was being Oseik B'Torah, Hayam Me'adin Atzmo Kitolat, he would be kofef himself like a little worm sitting on the ground, not asserting himself in any way. Some learned it means Me'adin Atzmo literally, that he would pamper himself, be smooth, a smooth skin, so to speak. And, because that's part of the Archavas had us to be able to understand her. But when he would go out to war, then he was an Eitzani. Then he would be Makshat Smoke Eitz, and he would be tough as a tree, stout as a tree. So this was a man who was both dwarf and elf together. Right? And that's Mamash the Mida of David, that each thing that required responding to was responded to with his entire being. So, and there was no contradiction. So when it came to learning Torah, so then he was Adino. When it came to going out to war, and I count 307 with his hatchet. And whatever it takes to be that eight, that's what he is. And actually, he counted Shmonimei at Chalal B'Pamachat, not just 300. And certainly what. So when it says Al Shmonimei at Chalal B'Pamachat, that means that he could fire an arrow that would go through 800 soldiers with one shot. Right? So that's a pretty powerful arrow. Ma'pil Shmonimei at Chalal B'Pamachat. And David was so upset that he only got 800 because he felt that his arrow should have gotten 1,000. It says, Echayadof Echad Elef, how come I can only take care of 800 guys? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yatzta Bat Kol Va'amra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him what it says in the Posek, that Asa David et HaYashar B'nei Hashem, that really messed you up. You would have gotten up to 1,000, I could only get 800. Yeah, okay. I think we'll leave tomorrow. So good time. Omar Rabbi Minolim, the Meshavim Shlichet of the Beit Dino Mezamin Leila Dino Dibti Vayshag Moshe Lekula Dotanavi Rabbi Ne'eliyah Minolim, the Mezamin Leila Dino Dibti Vayim Moshe Lekula Chatov Ladatcha. And how do you know you say the Kami Gavar Abedativ with Ne'ashem? How do you know you say Atu Planet of Vivatavei Ve'aron? How do you know the Kavinazim Nadirtiv Machar? How do you know that you give a second time before putting into Nidah Zinabata Zinadiv Karusham Parom El Pitam Shaon Evira Moe? Minola Dimit Pakab Shlicha Devera Bond Vedina. Vati Veomar, he squeals on the guy in front of the best and Lomit Kazi Kalishna Bishna. Bisha, Tiktiva, Inea Nashima, Inti Dakir. Umilolan de Misham Tinan. Tiktiva Orumarot. Dohi Savra Gavar Rabba, and then how do you know you're right in the start? Dechtiv Amar Malach Hashem, Minolan de Machra Minan, Dechtiv Oruma Orur, and that includes Dohi Vashati Bar Deva Koy Bar Vamis today. How do you know? Dechtiv Yoshvel, Minolan de Partinan Chatevit Zibura, because it says Kilo Bol Ezrat Hashem, and Ulo points out that this was Arba Mea Shipurish Abdi Barak Lamaros. Ikri Amri, this was this Moros, Ikri Amri was a Gavar Abahavi, Vikri Amri Kochavahavi, Shema Min Shamayim, Yokamua Kochavim. ומלולון בית בזן אז לקוח תבי מאפקר נרצה, דכתיב כל אשר לא יבוא לשלושת הימים בעצת הסורים והזקנים, יחורם כל רכושו והוא יבדל מקהל הגולה. ומלולון דנצינן ולעיתינן ומכינן ותרשינן שיער ומשמעינן, דכתיב הרמיני ועם, והכללים, והקמי המנשים, והמרתם והשפיעם, ומלולון תקפתינן ועשרינן ועבדינן הרדפה, דכתיב אין לומות, אין לשרושי, אין לאנש נקסין, Ula Suri. What does Sharushi mean? Omer Admori, Omer Nechemia Barav Barbaro, Omer Pia Barovin, Omer Yudah. It refers to Hardafa. What's a Hardafa? Omer Yudah, Berezer of Shmuel Barshira, Tushbet Rav. It means Menadin Lealter, and you keep after the guy. Shonim Leacher Shloshim, Achrimim Leacher Shishim. Omer Levuna Bachinanan, Okay, Omer, this is the first matrim Bechain of Hamish Bechain. But all of his animal main avil of kibbut, of course, the altar. Autapadit parker, but of two vibamata, himne ale abaya brav rusham tu. The sof also paisir about dine. Omer abaya, what do I do now? Lishrele, lo kashamti ale tlatin yuma. Lo lishrele, kabor rabban ala meza, how am I going to get them together? Omer le ravili baravin, midish miyacha baam. Omer le rochke, omer aftaklifa baravim, yama shmuel, tut asar, vetut shari. Omalei, but I'm a little minor of the Kiruta, the Kashanta with Lassinum. Amaka Savi Abaya from the fact that he was afraid he wouldn't be able to get them together, then Hanibe classed the Shamitu, Lati Tlatakhina, the Sharalai, because otherwise he could get them together, other people together. The boiler. Hanibe classed the Shamit. Mala make it Latakhina, the Sharalai. Tashma, Menudal Rab, Menudal Tamid, Menudal Tamid. You know, I skipped this whole piece. I skipped this. I forgot to say this. Menudal Rav, how come nobody looks inside? I didn't say this. What's with you guys? You're all crazy. It's not bad enough. I'm nuts.
Does that mean we're in Zipa
for a day? No, that's for sure. Yeah, it means I'm bad. Major Fatsky. What's going on over here? I skipped directly down to there. So. We asked, what's the din? Lamechti tlata achrina lishon, the tashma, menudal rab, menudal tamid. Menudal tamid, ain't a menudal rab. I remember now, something was irking me as it was going. What am I forgetting? Menudal yiro, menudal yirachet, menudal yirachet, ain't a menudal yiro. Menudal nasi, menudal kol yisrael, menudal kol yisrael, ain't a menudal nasi. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, here's where I skipped it. Echa min atamidim shim nida vameit, chalka ino mufar. So Shmamina Tlash Shinidal Khwada Niduya, because it says over here that he may be not in the minuta to the Rav, but it's certainly minuta for those that are beneath the Talmud. Shmamina Kalakaviak and Mefech Helko. Shmamina Hani Beklat the Shamita Lati Tlatakina Vishara. Omra Mema, Hilkata, Hani Beklat the Shamita at the Beklatakina Vishara. Omra Vashla Mema. Doesn't it say Rav Shimon Gamliel says Echem the Talmudim Shinidal Meit? Chelko Eino Mufar? Doesn't that mean Eino Mufar Kalal? No, it means Eino Mufar Hadot to Beklatach and never Sharele. Ten Rabbanan, Ein Nidui Pachot Bishloshem Yom Ve Nizifa Pachot Bishiva Yamin. Ve Alfa Pisha Ein Raya Ladavar, Zech Ladavar Shema. Ve Avia Yarok Yarak Bifanea Alot Tichalem Shivat Yamin. Om Rav Kista, Nidui Shalonu Ke Nizifa Shalehen. Nizifa Didu is Shiva Betulo, or Shimon Bar Levi, Bar Kapora, Vyasu, Rukha Garsi, and Kashle Shmaik says, Rukh Shimon said to Bar Kapora, you know, Dovrzat Sarf Revi. Only Bar Kapora of Shimon, Ma Revi, Omrib Dovrzat. Ozlomele Leavua, Ikbet. Ota Bar Kapora Lut Kaziele, Omele Bar Kapora, any Makir Kami Olam. Yada the Nakat Milta Bedaite, Nagazi Futu Benashi, Tlatin Yuno. Shuv Pam Achad, the Gozer Revi, Shlo Yishamula Talmidim Bashuk, my Dorish. Just like the Yerek is Besater, after Rei Torah is Besater. Yotzer of Kia, Rishonah, Lashnei, Venei, Akav, Bashuk, meaning to Rab, and to Rab of Bar Bakona, and Rebbe Shamavi, Ikbid, Ather Chilas Kaziyel, Kamein, Omer, Hey, Ia, Mikurilam Chobachot, Yad, and Nakamilta, Betaite, Noim Nizifut, Venafshi, Tlatin, Yuma, Meyom Tlatin, Shalach, Le Rebbe, Tohadar, rather. Hadar Sholach Lei. No, better not. No late. So, Mikora, my sovereign, Lubasov, my sovereign. Mikora, sovereign, Mikzata Yom Kikulo. Lubasov, sovereign, Lamina, Mikzata Yom Kikulo. Anyway, in the end, Lamaisa, he did show up. Amlei, Amaya Atya. I'm like, what do you mean? Shalach li mar delayte. But then I sent you another email, the olayte. I'm like, there's a rate, he's a low rate. Kori alay, bretzot Hashem darke yish, gam oivav yashim ito. My time over, and Marach here teach when I said not to. I'm like, dechtiv, chof mot bechut staron. I'm like, well, very nice job. Im karita lo shanita, im shanita lo shilashta. Im shilashta, nobody ever explained to you how to read a pasuk. Lo pirzulacha. Chokhmot b'chut starona is explained the way Rava will explain it in the future. The Amar Rava kola asek b'torah mi b'ifnin toratu machreset alav mi b'chut. I've aktiv lo mirosh b'seter nibati. That's referred to yumi dekala. What does Rukia do with chamukei rechaya kamokhalim mayavidle? Mukile dafka and things like tzedakah gnil chasadim. So that's not supposed to be open. But anyway, we see from these cases that Nazifa there was tzlas in Yomi. That's because it's a reference. Both cases are in reference to Rebbe. The Rebbe is in Nasi. In Nasi is shining. Nazifa the Don Kama Ave Chad Yoma, like the case of Shmuel Marukva Kave Yasve in Garzi Shmaitz Ave Yosef Marukva Kamed Shmuel Berichva Karba Am. It's like a Talmud in front of a Rav. But Kave Yasve Dina Ave Yosef Shmuel Kamed Marukva Bermercha Karba Am. And Yuma had itrit bedine, and he forgot, and Shmuel starts walking behind him. So Kimot el obey the armor lay nu lo nagalacha. It's not late enough. I didn't do enough for you over here. Lishuli mar betigre, please. Yoda the dog got milta bedaite. No, Nizifut ben Avshin. Chad Yuma. Ayit said, Avi Yasva Bishvila, Avi Pashta Kara, Vekomenifa Hushloi. Vavi Choli Vazo Tubim Rabonan, Velo Yitma Vekomen, Amar, what a chutzpan yak. Kama chutzifa ahi itzitza. So Atoil Kamer of Nachman, he asked him, what do I have to do? Omala mi shamat sham timi pume. Omala ilo. Omala said, then it's just a Nizifa. Zile noge Nizifut to Chad Yuma ben Avshin. Zutra Bartuvi have a kaposik sidra kameda revira. Kimota life suka ve'ela divrei David acharonim. Omalei, wow, acharonim mekladi groshanim. Mayhi, mayinu, shotik v'omalei v'lomide. So then he asked him again, acharonim mekladi groshanim. Rishanim mayhi. Omalei, what's with you? My daitek, lo yodek pirushit ayikro, lav gavarabu, you walk all over me. So Yoda did not get milta bedaite, nor does he foot to ben afshin chad yuma. V'da'otanah, by the way, what does it mean? Afroni with thaldik rishonim. Rishonim ma'i. The rishonim are v'yidaber David la'ashem et ibrei ha'shira zot, v'yom yitzil ha'shem ato mikav kolivav, u'mikav sh'ul. Amar lo ha'kadosh baruch hu le'David, David, shira ata omer ha'mapalato shel sh'ul, men el malei ata sh'ul v'hu David, ibarati kama David mipanav, הנדרתיב שיגיון לדוד אשר שר להשם על דברי קוש בן ימיני. That wasn't his name, קוש. I thought his name was שאול. אבל מה קוש שמשונה ברוב? אף שאול was משונה במעשה. כי יוצא בדבר אתה אומר, על אודות האישה קושית אשר לקח, וכו קושית שמה, הלא ציפורה שמה, אלא מה קושית משונה ברוב, אף ציפורה משונה במעשה. כי יוצא בדבר אתה אומר, וישמע אבן מלך הקושי, וכי קושי שמע לא צדקיהו שמע, אלא מה קושי משונה ברוב, צדקיהו משונה במעשה. כי היוצא בדבר אתה אומר, הלא כבני קושי אם אתם לבני ישראל, וכי קושי משמע, הלא ישראל שמע, אלא מה קושי משנה ברוב, ישראל משנה במעשה, מכל אומות. עומר שבו בר נחמני, עומר רב יונתן, מה תכתיב נאום דוד בן ישי, נאום הגבר הוא כמעל, נאום דוד בן ישי שהקים עולה של תשובה. אמר אלוהי ישראל, לי דיבר צור ישראל, מושל באדם צדיק, מושל יראת אלוהים. What is this all about? My comma. אומר רבי בוכי comma. אומר אלוהי ישראל, לי דיבר צור ישראל, אני מושל באדם, but מי מושל בי? צדיק, שאני גוזר גזירה ומבטלה. אלה שמות הגיבורים אשר דוד יושבי בשבט תחכמוני, מה קומה? אומר רבי אבו אופי קומה. ואלה שמות גבורותיו של דוד. יושב בשבט ימיני בשור שהוא יושב ישיבה ובשבט. לא יושב אגבי קורן מוכסתות. Elo Gabi Karka, the full common Avi Rabbi Yuri Kenyam. Avi Masil Rabbanon Gabi Karim Uksata. Ki Nok Navshi Avi Masil Rabbanon David Rabbanon Yotsu Gabi Karka. Omrulei Lace Mar Akorim Uksata. And Lo Kibala Navshi. Tach Kamori Omrav Omalakarish Boko. Ho Yogi Ishpalta Atsmaka. Tehe Kamoni. Tach Kamoni. Kanigo zegzera vata mevatla. Rosh ha-shavishi, tei rosh l'shloshet ha-avot. Hu adino ha-yitzani, kisha haya yoshev v'osek ba-torah, haya ma'adbin atzmo ketola, b'shah ha-shiyotzi l'milchama, haya ma'kshe atzmo ke-eitz. Al shmona me'od kalal b'pam achat, she'a zorek ke-eitz, u'matpil shmona me'od kalal b'pam achat, v'ayim etameach ha-mataim, can't believe it. Shemei Chacha Yedov Echad Elef. So why here is he reduced to Echad being Rodef only Shemona Meot? Yatzta Bakov Amra, Rak Medvar Uriah Hittim.